Welcome to the Send Network Podcast, a resource for pastors, planters, and everyday missionaries looking to multiply new churches in places of great need. And now your hosts, Jeff Christofferson and Tim Wheat.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Send Network Podcast. I'm Tim Wheat, and I'm joined again today with my friend and co-host, Jeff Christofferson. Jeff, you want to tell us a little bit about who and what the conversation is going to be about?
Yeah, the conversation is going to be about coaching. And at the Send Network, we really saw the value of looking for a guy who could lead coaching for us. And there's lots of people. We looked actually all around North America to find someone, and we found Dino Senesi. Dino, one of the things that I really like about Dino is he is less infatuated with the process of coaching as he is the ministry of coaching. And so he has some insights here that I think if a church planter listens, it can revolutionize their ministry. So it's good stuff.
In addition to hearing from Dino today, we're also going to have joining with us Jamie Lamato. And Jamie is a product of Dino's coaching.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And now he is serving on Dino's team to help Dino as he executes and teaches and trains
all across North America, all coaches.
Yep. So look forward to this conversation. Thank you for joining with us, and let's get at it.
So how important, Dino, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is coaching for a church planner?
Wow, you just threw me a really
good
speech.
I did, yeah.
It's a 10.
It's a 10. I thought that might have been the number. Yeah. Why would it be a 10?
Well, coaching's a 10 because the coach offers the relationship that goes after all of the training and after the assessment, which is one of the best processes in the world, I believe, the people who work with the Send Network. It's robust, it's world-class, it's valuable, but then the coach is the one who stays after all the training is over, after all the assessing is over, when the real church planting is getting full steam. The coach walks alongside and cares not just for the outcomes of the plant, but cares about the inner life of the planter.
All right. So I think there are three holy trinity ideas that have to be part of a successful church planter. One is he has some sort of an assessment, so he's assessed into it. And then after he's assessed into it, he is trained and he's given some sort of development process. And then out of that, he is coached. And so those three things, so this is kind of the back end of the holy trinity.
Very much. And it's also the longest relationship, and that's by design. So we have about, depending on the timeline, the first part of the relationship might be 6 months, 9 months, multiplies 5 months, boulevards 8 months. There's training processes with replant, and then the implementation phase and the life begins at that point. So the coach picks up there, and he walks alongside with a relationship that includes an intentional series of conversations. So say over a four-month period, there would be up to 8 conversations that are scheduled so that there's always another conversation to go back to when the coaching takes place this time. Accountability is higher and the help is higher.
All right. So before we get into the real nitty-gritty of this, let's let people learn who you are.
Yeah.
And so Dino, when I began to look for someone to lead church planting coaching for the Send Network, I began to sort of turn over a lot of rocks, and a lot of arrows kept pointing in your direction. And so when we had this conversation, remember the first time I said, I was explaining one of the philosophies of ministry that I had in terms of this was that we weren't going to get fascinated with the idea or the mechanics of coaching, but more of the ministry of coaching. Yes. Because what I saw happening is we were training a lot of coaches, but we weren't seeing a lot of people being coached. And so somehow we had to sort of shorten that up a little bit. And so tell me a little bit about how it was that Dino Senesi became this raving fan of church planting coaching or of coaching in general.
Yes. Well, the first time I asked for a coach, I really didn't know what one was, but I knew I needed help. So I was the church multiplication director for the South Carolina Baptist Convention, really starting from scratch and just didn't really know what to do. So I happened to come across the name of Bob Logan. Now, I knew of Bob Logan even from previous in Cincinnati.
Church planter guru.
Kind of the rock star before rock stars were cool. And so Was that good? I don't know. That, anyway, we apologize.
That sounds like a coaching.
We'll apologize later. But he was the voice for church planting for many years. Most people will say I had no one to help me except I had this binder of cassette tapes that's called the Church Planter Toolkit, and that was all produced by Bob Logan. Right. So he was ahead of his time. He was on the front edge of helping. So I figured somebody with that kind of experience could really help me, advise me, counsel me, fix me, and help me get the church planting systems percolating in South Carolina. So I called him and retained him as an executive coach.
All right. Yeah. So you had a task in front of you that you knew you couldn't quite wrap your arms around.
Yep.
So you needed some help on figuring out how to do this. So you hired a coach to help you figure that out.
I did.
And what happened?
Well, The relationship was a lot different than I thought, even though he communicated it pretty plainly. I didn't read the communication. That was just something else I had to read that I didn't want to. So I went through, and I noticed that I thought I would be asking him a lot of questions, and he'd be answering them. I'd be taking notes, and I'd go do those things. But instead, he was asking me all the questions. But I saw almost immediate results, Jeff, because what I learned over the years, now that I'm on the other end of coaching, is that he couldn't see South Carolina. He couldn't see what I was doing. These were long-distance phone calls from Los Angeles, believe it or not, calling me from Los Angeles to Columbia, South Carolina. But he was seeing through my eyes, and so I was building systems just by listening to him and being accountable to him as well. And that is a very important part of this. I was accountable for actually following through on the things that I had decided to do. But the second real deeper aha is God began to do a deeper work in my life. And I found out that my inner life was affecting my outer life on a high level. It makes a lot of sense, but when you're in the heat of it all, you don't realize it. It's just like, I need to know something so I could get better results versus I need to be somebody different so God could use me to get better results.
The character thing, your lowest point of character is your highest point of capacity.
Exactly. Wow. Very good. Yeah.
And so Bob Logan invested in your life, and then as a result of that, you were able to invest in, put a system together that helped many, many others.
Yes. And I was around people. I was leading people, Jeff, that I felt like was ahead of me, and I was a little bit intimidated. I could remember one specific conversation. I said, Bob, Bob really didn't tell me a lot. He stayed in character. But I could remember this one moment. I said, Bob, these guys around me, they got more experience. I've got to lead them. I don't know what to do. And in a rare show of emotion, Bob said, You coach them. Can't you see you coach them? And it really was a memorable conversation because God kind of put that in my head. I really can help people around me. I could take them to a higher level if I am not insisting on telling them what to do, fixing them, and being a highly directive leader. But I say, hey, I'm going to do for them what Bob did for me.
So maybe it's a good spot to help define things so we understand what we're talking about. Because some of us have had coaches, some of us had mentors, some of us had both, some of us had neither.
Yeah.
And how would you differentiate the two between a coach and a mentor?
Well, and that's an important differentiation to make, because when we define them, we elevate both of them. I think every leader needs a mentor. But a mentor is someone who has been where you're going. He's going to pour into you based on two things. One thing a good mentor is going to do is say, don't do what I did. It's going to blow up in your face. And also a great or a good mentor is going to say, and here's something you need to do that I did because I've been where you're going. A mentor is someone that we imitate and is a very valuable voice in our
lives.
He's
pouring into them.
He's pouring in from his experiences, and it's an important relationship. I have a mentor, Jeff, that came into my life, mentor/discipler, who came into my life when I was in 1982. So he's been in my life for 35-plus years.
And so what's the coach then?
A coach is someone different, and sometimes the coaching relationship doesn't last as long. The coach is someone who draws out Proverbs 20, verse 5, the purposes in a man's heart is like deep water, and a man of understanding draws out. So God is, in a believer, God is doing something deep within his own life. And really, some of the things, back to that, what I said, the inner life and the outer life, what's happening in my world is much more in my inner life than my outer life. The coach is going to go deeper. He's going to stay with you, having ongoing, awesome, continual conversations. And so he draws out of you.
So that planter has had training. He's been sort of piling stuff inside him. And God's been hopefully speaking to him.
Yes.
And there's a plan that is coming out of there that you're going to help, or a coach will help. That's awesome.
Yes.
So beside you is Jamie. Now, Jamie, you are a church planter.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you meet Dino?
Yeah, so about 2.5, 3 years ago, when Dino did the very first one-day map in Washington, D.C., he worked alongside Clint Clifton to put a guest list together. And Clint's a dear friend of mine, and we were planted out of Clint's church. And so Clint invited me to come be a coach and be trained to be a coach to walk alongside church planters.
All right.
And so that's where I met Dino.
So you met Dino, and this was a coaching training day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what – because you sort of grabbed a hold. In fact, Dino uses you as an example of a really, really fine coach often. And so what is it that sort of lit your fire to become – because it sounded – if I remember, you were kind of skeptical about this idea of coaching to begin with. And what sort of turned the corner for you?
Yeah, so I was invited to come, and honestly, I was a hurting, broken, discouraged church planter. And my friend Clint invites me to come learn to be a coach. And honestly, I needed a coach. Hmm. I wanted a coach. And now I'm being asked to coach church planters. And so I go to the event, and at that event, we're doing a coaching demonstration, and I volunteered to be a part of the coaching demonstration. And because I was
so
desperate.
So you're kind of doing a role play. And
absolutely.
Right, okay.
But I was so desperate for coaching that I was willing to work on something real in that coaching conversation, even though my friends were in front of me, because I knew I needed coaching. And so out of that conversation, Dino knew, and he could sense that there were other things that I needed to talk about and work through. And so he offered coaching to me for about 6 months.
Wow. And so in the midst of a training meeting, in a kind of a role play environment, you don't share fake stuff. You share the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sort of inspired a relationship that had a transformative effect on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And so for me, because I had experienced help not only that day, but then I was given a peer coach and we walked alongside each other, I had an extreme desire to want to help church planters. Mm. Having been helped, I wanted to help other people.
So how would you say that the as a result of this sort of relationship of being coached, how has that impacted your ministry, your church?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we saw was not only do most church planters, even though they have a team, sometimes walk alone in that they pray for other people, they care for other people, and no one is necessarily asking them about their inner life. We realized that that was true of some of our leaders, our volunteer leaders, and even our staff people. And so we began to implement the peer coaching idea within our own church and within our own team to ensure that our leaders had someone walking alongside them, asking them, listening to them, and caring for them.
That's awesome. So the impact even of you being coached is now trickling into others, and now they're coaching one another, and who knows what's happening in their offices and how that's all sort of just – the ripples just keep moving.
Absolutely. At the core of coaching, Jeff and Dino, I believe is discipleship.
Yeah.
And so we're walking alongside each other, helping them to be shaped and conformed into the image of God and to obey what God has already commanded us to do.
Hmm. That sounds very Great Commission-ish.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is awesome. So Dino, why do you think what are some of the objections that you hear or you can sense in a church planter saying, "Yeah, I don't know if I need this." I mean, what are some of the things that you sometimes come across?
Well, I think the very nature of church planting, there's so much pressure. And there's so much scrutiny, and there's so much even desire in the soul of the planter to get results.
Right.
They feel like that the life-giving relationship is the church planter that's three rungs ahead of them in the church planting process. It's getting better results than them. And so that's the main relationship they're listening for. And so when it's a different, more of a relational coaching, it's like, I don't have time for that. I need help on how to make my church more effective, more evangelistic, grow more effective, more disciples.
Right.
Some of the right things, but it doesn't seem like coaching provides that for them.
Okay.
The way we train coaches, right?
Gotcha. So how does that objection get knocked down?
Well, there has to be a kind of a history, a wave of coaching where there's the Jamie LaMottos waving the flag, church right. planters who say, hey, this kind of coaching was as significant for me as anything I had. It's still not devaluing, Jeff, the importance of speaking to a planter that's three rungs in the sure. ladder ahead of you.
Yeah.
But it's saying the accessibility to that relationship is going to be limited.
Right.
The more successful he is, the harder it's going to be to get at him.
Yeah.
This walk alongside coach may even help you process what the guy three rungs up the ladder is telling you and actually implement
right.
what that guy told you or process and see whether it's contextual.
And it's been, you know, amazing for me to watch right across North America example after example after example of church planter who have these serendipitous experiences from a coach that has turned the light bulb on and then said, you know, everything is different before and after my
yes.
ministry. Everything was different before and after coaching. And because you're dealing with a fundamental part of a person's life and leadership that doesn't really get touched often. Mm-hmm. And so it's truly it's an opening to a gift that can be a gift for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and maybe the last kind of a big question, when you just sort of envision the future, Dino, what does the future look like when you think about coaching and church planning? What would just rock your world to say, I see this going on everywhere?
Yeah, well, what we've even talked about, because we've been in retreat this week, that's why we're here, we have seen God 2016 has been a watermark year for us because what we're seeing is kind of the work starting to mature.
Hmm.
And so as local leaders, because ultimately the best coaching is done for local leaders who look through the frame of the Great Commission, of the Gospel, and they're seeing the same thing. They're seeing every man, woman, and child in their city. They're seeing an opportunity to hear, see, and experience the gospel. When they see the same thing, the value of coaching goes up. The value is not in coaching. The value is in the mission, in the mission of God. So this takes time to debunk the myths of coaching
right.
and to get some Jamie LaMottos stories that's waving the flag. So the future is that every church planter has a great coach in North America, and vision B is that every church planting wife also has a great coach that's coaching her. So now we're listening to God, obeying, processing the voices, and moving forward in the kingdom.
Wow, and that on the church planter's wife is a whole other conversation.
Yes.
And it's fun that we're working on it.
Yeah.
Because that's absolutely essential.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm glad both of my two Italian friends
yes.
are able to spend this time. If you're a church planner right now and you're wondering, you know, should I be involved in coaching? I mean, absolutely you should be. In fact, we'd love to make it as required as we could.
Yeah.
And if you're a leader and you're thinking, you know, I do have a heart for something like this, perhaps just sort of check in with us and see if there's some way we can help in that way. But thank you so much for what both of you guys are doing. It's an amazing thing.
Well, Jeff, thanks again for conducting this conversation with Dino and Jamie and helping us understand coaching. Now, you said something in the course of this conversation that I'd just like to wrap this time up with, maybe having you elaborate a little bit more on. You made this statement that the lowest point of our character is the highest point of our capacity. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we don't fully appreciate often about how our character limits our ministry. And do you remember those old-fashioned barrels that have staves that are like made out of wooden slats and they form a circle? My hand gestures really explain it here on this podcast.
I can envision it right now.
That's right. Yes. And if you can imagine one of those being much shorter than the others, that is the limit of what that barrel can carry. And you just watch over and over and over again of leaders who are talented on every level, but there's one hiccup that really is the limiting term of their ministry. And so when coaching is – the great thing about this is it helps you discover what those are and then sort of walks you through conversations to raise those lower ones up and so that you actually can carry more in your ministry.
Mm. So yeah, when I think about a coach – I think about someone who's helped me to develop skills.
Mm.
But what I'm hearing in this conversation is that coaching is helping to pull out, extract some insight, knowledge that is developing not just skills, but my character. Yeah. And that's just as critical.
And more critical.
Oh, man, it's a great insight, something for us to hold on to. So Dino closed out by answering a question that you'd asked him about, hey, what do you see as the big vision, the end goal, your desire in regards to coaching and church planting? And how did he respond to that?
His response was so simple yet so profound, that every planter would have a coach and that every planter's spouse would have a coach. And those two things are really what is driving this ministry, coaching ministry at the Send Network forward.
Hmm. I think that's a good way to land this conversation. And a reminder that all of us need a coach. All of us need people to come alongside of us. But I was particularly excited as Dino saw this vision about the spouses and the wives for church planters out there. And so let me just share with our listeners that if you'd like some more information in regards to how you can encourage and support for those of you who are spouses or for your spouse, the wives of our church planters, you can go to the website nam.net/flourish. And there are some resources to support and encourage the spouses of our church planters. Well, Jeff, thanks again for the time with you today and in this conversation. And we'll look forward to our next time on the Send Network podcast.
You have been listening to the Send Network podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast and other resources to assist you with joining the mission of God, check out namb.net/send-network or email sendnetwork@namb.net.